From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Official says no to asylum for Syrian leader. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday Russia has not asked Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down and has not offered him political asylum. His comments at a news conference came as the United Nations prepared for a new round of Syrian peace talks set to begin Friday in Geneva. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for the country to improve its anti-corruption measures. That coming just hours after a BBC documentary reported his estimated personal fortune at close to $40 billion. The Kremlin dismissed as a total fabrication comments from a U.S. Treasury official who told the BBC that Mr. Putin was, in his words, a picture of corruption. The highest court in the Central African Republic has annulled last month's legislative elections. But the court also confirmed that two former prime ministers will face a runoff vote for the presidency. The nation's constitutional court ruled late Monday the first round of legislative elections on December 30th was marred by numerous irregularities and said some candidates appeared to be involved in them. The European Commission said Tuesday it was not ruling out allowing member states to reintroduce border patrol controls for up to 2 years. To cope with the migration crisis, the European Union interior ministers Monday asked the Commission to consider the extension of border checks. The member states of the 26-country Schengen zone would be required to inform the Commission about their security concerns. It would review the request before approving a reintroduction of controls. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament passed a package of measures Tuesday to deter refugees from seeking asylum in the country. The so-called jewelry bill, passed by an overwhelming majority, includes delaying family reunifications for 3 years and confiscating migrants' valuables. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and other international organizations have condemned the bill as inconsistent with the European Union policies. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN Refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says the Danish decision sends damaging messages.
In our view, it runs the risk of fueling sentiments of fear and discrimination rather than promoting solidarity with people in need of protection.
The heavy influx of people into Europe last year created chaos. Humanitarian agencies predict a similar, if not larger, number of refugees and migrants is likely to arrive this year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Pope Francis is urging Iran to promote peace in the Middle East and help halt the spread of terrorism and weapons trafficking. The Pope made the appeal during a 40-minute closed-door meeting with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani at the Vatican Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to use his current trip to Beijing to urge the Chinese government to put pressure on North Korea to stop its nuclear tests. Kerry has meetings planned with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi early Wednesday. Earlier this month, North Korea conducted what it said was a successful test of a hydrogen bomb. Thailand's prime minister says a general election will be held in 2017, even if a proposed constitution is rejected by voters in a referendum later this year. Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha, the former army chief who took power in 2014, made the pledge while speaking to reporters Tuesday in Bangkok. A survey of economists by the financial news network CNBC finds the experts think the U.S. central bank is not likely to raise interest rates at this time and may delay expected rate hikes for a while. The rate-setting committees of the U.S. Federal Reserve gathered in Washington for their regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday and will report a decision on Wednesday. The latest public opinion poll shows businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz in a virtual dead heat in the crucial Midwestern state of Iowa. The Quinnipiac poll shows Trump with 31% support among Republican voters likely to participate in next Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Cruz has 29%. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. European markets are mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.